Yeah.
They sent him to Kiev, not knowing whether he was.
Two trains. One of them is Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chaim Rosin. The second one, Rabbi Yitzchak's wife. They stopped almost at the same time, and his wife saw from a distance how her husband bent over, surrounded with heavy duty guards, in a very disgraceful way. It's been walking through the city with a broken heart and with tearing eyes. He saw how they put him onto the black car, black truck, right? And she had no doubt, the black car, everyone knew the black car. Black car is a death car. It's a car that when you go, you don't go home when you get onto this car. Yeah. Right? They put him together, they put the Levi Yitzchak, the holy of Levi Yitzchak, in the same car to be killed with the guy who murdered his wife. Just imagine where, how low. That's how they treated the Levites, like there's a murderer.
Worse.
Yeah, so the doors closed and the car went on. She did not return home. The house was there. So she went home, she went to the rabbi of Kiev over there. It was who was it? Rabbi Leib Kaplan, you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's is that Rabbi Kaplan from the America? No. Someone else. Yeah, and he gave her some chizuk. There's a picture of him over here, this Rav. For 2 years he was about to care, Numan. His name is Rav Ariel Ibn Kaplan. From Kiev. He was one of the most chashuv rabbis in Ukraine those days. He grew up in the Litvish Yeshivas. He was a Talmud of a Bochbel. Kamenitz. And Moshe Motze Epstein, but he was close to Hasidus. He was very busy giving out Hasidus all over the country when the communists was everything. At the end, they caught him and put him in jail for a few years. Between each time he was running away from the KGB. He was also in Uman once. And someone, Chassid Wester was his friend, told him, telling you, you have to come and hide in Uman Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people are there and no one will recognize you. A lot of breastlovers go, they go there. So he went there for Rosh Hashanah Tafrich Tzadik days, which is 1932. And he was amazed with the prayers over there. And they honored him to be the Baal Tekiah because he was a big, big Rav. He wasn't a really best of a Chassidah.
This is the Rav Tekiah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go on with what's going on with Rabbi Yitzchak. Now Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Rosin, he wrote this. When the train reached Kiev, we were surrounded by armed people and they walked us, me and Rabbi Yitzchak, another three goyim, through the city. And all the Jews, they saw us, they were shocked. They understood that we're not thieves. They understood that they're taking us because we're Kanto Revolutionero, whatever they call it there.
Revolutionaries.
Yeah.
Anti-revolutionaries.
Anyways, they took us to jail and the Menahel, the administrator of the jail, he received all the documents from there, the cops, and he called somewhere, and I heard him talking Russian, but I didn't hear the answer on the other side. He just said that people came from Uman, what to do with them? So we still a little bit, and a little car came, and they put me and Oblevi Yitzchak in the car, and they locked outside with locks, and there was no windows, and we were sure that they're driving us to a field to shoot us like a sick dog. And the car drove, and we were saying vidui because we were sure that we were going to be killed in a few minutes. And after a while, Rabbi Yochanan continues in his horrible description over here. They drove us to a place which is called Oblosnoy En kevede.
Avos is region.
Ah, region?
Yeah.
Okay. I can read the letters. It's, I read Russian. Don't you understand what I'm saying? That
Nevkavitka.
Letters, another.
Nevkavitka. Nevkavitka.
Another Nevkavitka.
The name of the place?
En kevede.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. And he gave us a sit in his room. It was about half day, Chafchet Shvat, 28th of Shvat. Why it's he asked if you want to eat. And we told him no. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh. We went to the fast. And we besides we thought that it was the end of our life, so who needs to eat? So just do tshuva and daven to Hashem. So we sat like that till the middle of the night for 12 hours. And Rabbi Yitzchak and Yochaim, they were sure this is the last night, and they were prepared to Kiddush Hashem. Midnight, they're ready to leave this world, and they're calling in front of the Memunim, in front of the, they call and say, "Who's Ben Dan Rosin? Come." First they talk of Levi Yitzchak, they take of Rabbi Chaim Rosin, and after they take of Levi Yitzchak, and they were looking at this Shemaim. They went to meet the commander of the whole big jail. And in front of him, you hear the psak din, the penalty that you're going to get.
The sentence,
yeah. Kitzo. And the Menahel, he told me, Rabbi Chaim saying, you saw everything. So I asked him, could I speak in Yiddish? Because it's hard for me to speak. He was Jewish. The Menahel was an old Jew, elderly Jew, and he told, yeah, you can talk in Yiddish. And he answered, Yiddish, whatever, yeah. And he asked me, what did Rabbi Nachman do more than other rabbis in the world?
This is the fakir.
I explained to him, I told him, you know, I'm an Uman for 20 years and there's no problems, I don't know what they want. He asked me how many kids I have. I told him I have a girl, 3-year-old, a son is 5, and a girl is 7. I tried crying. What's with me with the kids? And he asked me, what are you crying about? In a second, I'm letting you go. And I started crying more. And now I'm looking at his sign. And he let me go. So, it's like the same idea. Kitzel, let's talk with Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, we'll do next week. Kitzel, let them go. The whole story. It's time, don't go. Run.